Chapter 8, Section 2, the quote-unquote rational final solution. Starting in 1933, when he took power, Hitler went after the quote-unquote parasitic enemies to the Aryan race, as he saw it, beginning with the communists and moving on to homosexuals, the disabled, Afro-Europeans, and eventually the country's 1% Jewish population. Hitler segregated, or separated, these genetic criminal minorities throughout the 1930s. Hitler saw himself as a 20th century's revolutionary. Like Napoleon, he wanted to make a permanent, lasting impact. Like Napoleon's agenda, Hitler wanted to restore the people to their proper position of power. Unlike Napoleon, Hitler had a very specific, scientific way of defining which people should be in power. The Nazis were careful record keepers and looked into a person's ancestry several generations back to determine Jewish blood, and conducted studies on Jewish features like nose size, hair color, and eye color. Originally, Hitler and the Nazis wanted to get rid of the Jews in the easiest way possible, the way that Middle Ages European countries did, kicking them out. However, no countries would accept such a large number of refugees. So in the beginning of the war with Russia, Hitler ordered commando squads to go through newly conquered territories. With much help from anti-Semitic locals, they would cleanse the areas of Jewish population, shooting each Jew, male and female, adult and child, and burying them in common graves.